This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WPHT, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Some breaking news. Biden issues a veto, a statement about declassifying the origins of COVID. Xi Jinping is meeting with Putin. And yes, the looming indictment of Donald Trump hangs over all of us. Good evening. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today on a Monday. Happy spring, by the way. 855-839-1210 and on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. The president of the United States, Joe Biden, has just issued a statement regarding the declassifying intelligence related to the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Biden signed Josh Hawley's COVID-19 Origin Act of 2023 into law on Monday, saying that he shares Congress's goal of releasing as much information as possible about the origin of coronavirus disease 2019. Quote, "We need to get to the bottom of COVID-19's origins to help ensure we can better prevent future pandemics," the president said. "My administration will continue to review all classified information relating to COVID-19's origins, including potential links to the Wuhan Institute of Virology." However, and this is a big however, Biden added that he may have portions of the intelligence redacted for the purposes of protecting U.S. national security. "In implementing this legislation," the president said, "my administration will declassify and share as much of that information as possible, consistent with my constitutional authority to protect against the disclosure of information that would harm national security." Like what? What possible information related to the origins of COVID-19 would harm America's national security? Like what? I'm asking for a friend. Seriously, tell me. Explain it to me, because I'd love to know. Was it true? Was China right all along that actually we did send COVID over there in frozen microwave TV dinners? And now you're worried that if that gets out, then other nations won't know and we send them Swanson Hungry Man? And that's how we can control the next pandemic? Through frozen mashed potatoes and turkey gravy? Huh? What possible implications for national security do you need to cover up here? Oh, wait. I think I know. Call me. The fact that we paid for gain-of-function research? Ah, there it is. Guarantee it. Think about it. The virus started in China. It started in Wuhan at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. We know that. You know that. I know that. They said it was an undercooked bat burger. Now they're saying it's raccoon dogs or cocaine bears or whatever they're saying. You know where it started. I know where it started. Everybody knows where it started. At the WIV, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And who paid for it? We did. Gain-of-function research. That's what we're going to cover up. Biden is going to cover that up. Because these are his buddies. These are his friends. This is St. Fauci, Asanto Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law. These are his people. And also, too, nobody wants to see the gain-of-function gravy train go away. So Biden is full of it when he says, "Oh, I share the goal of blah, 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 blah." No, he doesn't. Presidents can declassify anything they want. Presidents can classify anything they want. He doesn't need Congress to declassify a damn thing. He's got the authority himself. But why isn't he? because he has no intention of actually going along with this. Anybody who believes this is a sucker. I got a bridge to sell you. Beautiful one. Walt Whitman Bridge. Gorgeous. This time of year, particularly beautiful. I'll sell it to you. $5. Anybody who thinks that Biden is actually going to declassify anything that will actually prove the origins of COVID-19, and I don't mean just the origins in terms of where it came from. I mean, who paid for it, how we got here, and the cover-up that ensued after it was obvious to everybody that gain-of-function research paid for this pandemic. If you think Biden's going to let that information come out, oh, you're crazy. This is, once again, a sleight of hand. It's a trick. It is a trick. The trick that's being played here is, look over here while I give you $2, and then meanwhile I move $40 off the lunch money pile, which is what I did, actually, to my friends over the weekend. This is a trick. Oh, no, I'm all for declassification. Yeah, no, I'm going to go along with Congress. I'll sign the law. He doesn't need to sign a law declassifying this. And what did I tell you last week? It's still up to him. Even though Congress passed the law, and it's why it passed unanimously, because Democrats know it's completely up to the president. And he also knew that if he were to veto it, they would just override his veto and it wouldn't change anything anyway, because ultimately it's still the president's decision what's classified and what isn't. So it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. The legislation was a symbolic gesture, like naming a post office or designating today National Spaghetti Day or whatever it is. It's irrelevant. It's a moot point. And Biden will, you know, the media, the corporate media will give him all. Biden's committed to getting to the bottom of the origins of COVID-19. Give me a freaking break. Now, he also issued another veto today. He issued a veto, his first veto of his administration today, if you can believe it. And what he said today was regarding this ESG nonsense, this environmental, social, and governance. And this was what the president said today during his veto message. Take a listen.
I just signed this veto because the legislation passed by the Congress would put at risk the retirement savings of individuals across the country. They couldn't take into consideration investments that wouldn't be impacted by climate, impacted by overpaying executives. And that's why I decided to veto it. It makes sense to veto it.
Now, that's a lie. As our buddy Phil Kirpin pointed out, which is really important to note, and I'm glad that he pointed this out earlier today, ESG is causing people to lose money. Yes, lots and lots of money. ESG is a disaster for all of us, a disaster for all of us. And it's a disaster for the American economy. But either Democrat Senators John Tester and Joe Manchin are MAGA Republicans for voting to restore an obligation for fiduciaries to invest based on expected financial returns, non-political factors, or Joe is flat out lying. Because in his statement, he said, I just vetoed my first bill. This bill would risk your retirement savings by making it illegal to consider risk factors MAGA House Republicans don't like. Your plan manager should be able to protect your hard-earned savings, whether Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene likes it or not. MAGA retirement savings. Joe Manchin and John Tester, both Democrats, they voted for this bill to turn over this ESG requirement because the job of fiduciaries is to make you money. This Trump-era rule is very simple that Trump put in place, which Biden undid, and that the Congress tried to put back in place. Plan fiduciaries are required to make their investment decisions solely based on factors involving the financial interests of plan participants. Biden's rule is that a final rule that allows plan fiduciaries to consider climate change and other environmental, social, and governance factors when they select retirement investments. In other words, hey, listen, we should invest in this profitable oil company, but we hate oil. And so instead, we're going to invest in this startup failing solar panel company, even though it's going to cost you a lot of money. Or these gun companies are very successful, but we hate guns. So instead, we're going to invest your money in this new startup that's trying to come up with some stupid fingerprint scam that's never going to really work anyway. And we're probably going to lose $1 billion on it, but we're going to do that instead. Environmental, social, and governance factors. In fact, Biden's labor secretary, Lisa Gomez, claimed that Biden's rule is actually good for investors. She said the following. Climate change and other environmental, social, and governance factors can be used for plan investors as they make decisions about how to best grow and protect the retirement savings of America's workers. Democrat Senator Leader Chuck Schumer advanced a similar argument, saying, America's most successful asset managers and financial institutions have used ESG factors to minimize risk and maximize their clients' returns. But as my buddy Phil Kirpin points out, this argument is both wrong and self-refuting. Wrong because the available data shows that companies that prioritize their ESG scores underperform the market. An analysis by Second Vote Analytics found that the 221 politically neutral companies in the S&P 900 outperformed the market significantly since mid-2021, up 2.9%, while the overall market was down. Over the last 10 years, politically neutral companies are positive 334%. The overall market's positive 230%. Former BlackRock executive Terrence Keeley soured on ESG because he wrote in 2022, quote, an investor who put $10,000 into an average global ESG fund in 2017 would have about $13,500 today, compared with $15,250 he would have earned if he had invested in the broader market. NYU professor Aswath Desmaradan concluded the following, quote, there is a weak link between ESG and operating performance, growth, and profitability. And while some firms benefit from being good, many do not. Telling firms that being socially responsible will deliver higher growth, profits, value, false advertising. See, the argument that ESG is good for investors is actually self-refuting, because if it were true that using ESG factors drives superior returns, Democrats would be perfectly happy with the Trump's rule requirement that they consider only factors that make money, because ESG factors would be making them money, right? Look, if I turn out there and I say, listen, leave ESG stuff out of there. I want you to only factor in making money. Well, if ESG made money, then Democrats would be like, great, good. Yeah, no, ESG crushes it. Oh, environmental social governance factors crushes it every time. The real Biden agenda, of course, is to advance a left-wing political ideology on everything from fossil fuel restrictions, pushing energy prices higher in the name of global warming, radical gender and critical race theory by leveraging woke capital. The unfortunate and ultimate casualty of all this, of course, will be the retirement security of millions of Americans as their accounts are steered toward companies that have higher ESG scores than better financial prospects. Biden's veto will be sustained. But Republicans in Congress, Phil Kirpin says, owe it to their constituents to keep pressing the issue and attach it to must-pass bills that they can either restore their common sense principles that fiduciaries are required to maximize financial returns, or at least make clear to the American people, Biden and his Democrat allies are responsible for sacrificing their retirement income on the altar of politics. So very true. 855-839-1210 is the number if you'd like to weigh in today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. And by the way, speaking of ESG, and you know they're very, very much intertwined with DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Today, the director of the National Institutes of Health, Lawrence Tabak, announced today the National Institute of Health wide strategic plan for diversity, equity, and inclusion. Because obviously, even when you think to yourself, well, NIH couldn't screw things up more. Oh, hold my beer. They can. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in today. Listen, my friends at Cooper University Healthcare, more than just friends, even though my buddy, of course, Dr. Maz, is the co-president / CEO of Cooper. Cooper University is also where the Zeoli family goes for all of our healthcare needs. Cooper University is South Jersey's leading academic health system. Cooper University Healthcare provides complete healthcare from primary care to more than 75 specialties, including advanced personalized cancer care through the MD Anderson Cancer Center at Cooper, as well as comprehensive neurological care through their Neurological Institute. Now, there's also a Cooper Urgent Care near you, and this matters, too, because Cooper is a level one trauma center, meaning that the absolute worst of the worst in terms of emergencies are sent right to Cooper. You see the red helicopters in the sky. The very same people who are on the front lines at the region's number one level one trauma center, because level one is the absolute, that's the most critical, are the very same people you'll see at a Cooper Urgent Care. Doctors, nurses, providers, that's who you'll see. If you bring your family in for any of the important everyday life's urgent needs, Cooper University Healthcare Urgent Care is who they will see. So get an appointment today for all your family's needs, from pediatric to primary care to allergy shots like I get from Dr. Lania to so much more, by calling 800-8-COOPER, 800-8-COOPER, or cooperhealth.org. Cooper is committed, compassionate, complete.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
So how do we define woke is a question that we talk about a lot. Welcome back to the show. I spent a lot of time today on the looming potential indictment of former President Donald Trump. And I spent 2 hours on it today. I don't want to beat it to death. But obviously it's podcast for you, and please download the podcast. Here are sort of the top line takeaways. Number one, everybody needs to relax. This will politically help Donald Trump. There's no question in my mind about that. None whatsoever. This is a bad case. The prosecution has no case. And it is a ridiculous idea to think that the star witness for the prosecution, disgraced former lawyer Michael Cohen, is a reliable witness for the prosecution. All right? This is a guy who admitted under oath, and I played you the clip earlier today, and I'll just play a short piece, Matt DeSantis, if we could, of that clip. Just the very, very beginning of that, when Congressman Tom Massey asks disgraced former lawyer Michael Cohen some of the things he did as a lawyer for former President Donald Trump. Take a listen.
Mr. Cohen, can you just clarify, did you say that at times you would do what you thought Mr. Trump wanted you to do, not specifically what he told you to do?
At times, yes.
So you just went on your intuition.
I don't know if I would call it intuition. as much as I would just say my knowledge of what he wanted, because it happened before, and I knew what he had wanted.
Does a lawyer have a duty to provide his client with good legal advice?
Yes.
Were you a good lawyer to Mr. Trump?
I believe so.
When you arranged a payment to Ms. Clifford, you say in your testimony, I'm going to quote from your testimony, that you did so, quote, without bothering to consider whether that was improper, much less whether it was the right thing to do. You said that, unquote. That's your testimony today. You said you didn't even consider whether it was legal. How could you give your client legal advice when you're not even considering whether it's legal?
All right. So that's just it, right? So tomorrow, theoretically, Donald Trump gets indicted or whatever. And then Michael Cohen is the star witness for the prosecution. The entire argument from the Trump defense team is going to be, I never told him to make the payment to Stormy Daniels. And I certainly never told him to put it into the income category for, you know, tax deduction purposes. That's it. And then the question is Michael Cohen's credibility. The guy has no credibility. So the case is dumb. Alvin Bragg, the district attorney of Manhattan, also has a terrible, terrible record of over 52% of the time taking crimes that should be felonies under New York state law and prosecuting them as misdemeanors. In the potential case against former President Trump, he would take a crime that is classified under New York law as a misdemeanor and elevate it to a felony. It screams of politics. And what I've said in my thesis for today's show is what the former president should do is go there, smile for the mugshot, and give a press conference on the steps of the courthouse afterward, denouncing the prosecution, saying to the people of New York, you deserve better. This city has gone to hell. But I'm going to cooperate on behalf of all the people that have been targeted in this country by the political justice department of the United States and political woke prosecutors like this guy. And come at me, just like you've come at me before and time again. Because the truth is, Trump wins again. He does. And if he did that, he'd be on the front page of every newspaper. He would dominate the news. He would own it. And it'd be great. Versus if, and I've heard some stupid ideas, you know, let's have DeSantis block extradition of him. He's not going to serve a prison sentence. This is a processing. He's going to be processed like people are all the time. You go in, give your prints, take a mugshot, and you leave. They're not going to hold him without bail, all right? This New York doesn't even have bail anymore. So we're talking about processing him. This is not, oh, he's got to serve his life sentence. Let's have the National Guard block the extradition so he can't serve his sentence. This is silly. It's a silly, silly argument. But I think it makes Alvin Bragg look very politically powerful if that were to happen. I mean, think about it. Here's the district attorney of New York City who's got the former president so panicked that the governor of Florida has called out the National Guard to stop him from being extradited. Ooh, he must really have the goods on him. He must really have the goods on Trump. Stupid. No. Go cooperate, have a press conference. Smile, say, yeah, listen, they've tried everything against me. They've impeached me twice, investigation after investigation. They're investigating me here. They're investigating me there. They're never going to stop. Doesn't matter. I'm going to keep fighting for you. And we're going to end these woke political prosecutions once and for all. These are political persecutions, and we're going to stop them when I become president. And I'd own it. I'd own the moment. I would. And act like you have nothing to fear, because you don't. The truth is that Donald Trump's not going to, even if he's found guilty, which is a long shot, I mean, a huge long shot, he's not going to jail. Stop. It's so silly. Well, this is why I take a deep breath over the weekend. And since I was with my buddies, I didn't get on social media. And I'm glad I didn't, because, you know, everybody a lot of times is so much overreaction and, oh my God, this is the craziest thing. We're a banana republic. Well, we are. We have been for a while. We have seen political prosecutions and persecutions of the American people by a very, very crooked Department of Justice. I've told you we have a police state in this country time and again, and we do. But to have the Florida National Guard stand outside Mar-a-Lago and not send Trump up to New York to be processed for what is a BS charge, that only makes the Alvin Bragg look strong. That doesn't make Trump look strong. I think it's the opposite of that. I think Trump should jump on a plane and go. Walk in proudly. Walk out to a standing ovation, walk out to cops. And like any other person who's been the victim of a targeted political witch hunt prosecution, beat the rap. Beat it again. And while you do so, you make a point about how New York City is going to hell because this prosecutor chooses to go after him versus going after criminals and going after murderers and rapists and drug dealers and people that are killing their kids with fentanyl. And I mean, just own it. Just go out there for hours and talk about it. That's what I would do. Own it. Own every second of it. Don't comment on the specifics of the case because of the potential, obviously, looming trial, although I doubt it even gets that far. But just go after the district attorney and go after Democrats like him and go after George Soros and just battle the guy. But there's nothing to hide from. There's nothing to run from. This is processing is what it is. That's all it is. They can indict a ham sandwich, as they say. An indictment's a charge. That's all it is. That's all it is. And Trump should own the moment because he's got the ability, unlike other people, to capitalize on this stuff and ride a wave that most politicians could never do. And he can. He's got the ability to do it. So I would say to the NYPD, hey, listen, since you're setting up all these big metal gates, these big bike racks and everything like this, and you're going to make sure the area is secure, great. Because we're going to do a big press conference there after I walk in and give you my prints and am released on my own recognizance. Because let's face it, I'm not a flight risk and also have the money. So, you know, I'm going to come out here and I want to give a very, very, very long chat. That's what I would do. I think it's the best move for him. The people, all these other sanctimonious people that are coming out there and saying everybody should denounce this potential indictment. The people that want Trump indicted the most are everyone who's running against him for president. I mean that, seriously. If I were, I put myself in their shoes. I mean, if I were running for president and I were Ron DeSantis and Trump's about to get indicted, I would be absolutely praying that Alvin Bragg changes his mind. Because all it does is help Trump. It fires up his base, gets people fired up, gets people energized, advances the narrative that is happening concurrently in Washington with the weaponization of the federal government. I know it's a state government, but same concept, right? Government targeting its people, going after people, making them. This happened 7 years ago. Federal prosecutors declined to prosecute Trump over it. The evidence is flimsy. It's a misdemeanor. And Cohen's a terrible witness. What is there to be afraid of? What is there to send the National Guard to protect him from is my question. Own the moment. Beat the rap again like you beat two impeachments. And just show them that the guy cannot be stopped by all of their efforts to stop him. And get on the front page of every newspaper in America, but own the narrative. Versus what? What do you want? Like a Ruby Ridge Waco-style standoff outside of Mar-a-Lago? And for how long? Like months? Years? Everybody, what's he afraid of? Nothing to be afraid of at all. His opponent should be afraid because this is the best thing that could happen to him politically. I mean, I sincerely mean that. And Democrats should be afraid because what's going to happen is it's going to elevate Trump into the undisputed frontrunner status. And then Democrats are going to wind up realizing that, wow, oh, so people don't hate him as much as we think they do. Oh, look at us. No, right now, if you're Ron DeSantis or you're Vivek Ramaswamy, whatever his name is, or you're anyone else, you are praying this does not happen. You are praying this does not happen. This is the last thing you want. The last thing you want. Don't think for a second there's somebody who's going to sit there and go, well, you know what? I love the policies. Loved how great America was back then. But, yep, he got indicted in New York. So that's it. I'm done. No, I reject that notion. And nobody has said in all of the back and forth on social media about what DeSantis should say or not say or what DeSantis should do or not say. Nobody has made a cogent argument yet about how this hurts Trump politically. No, nobody. Nobody has done that. Nobody. I'm arguing it helps him politically. And nobody has made the argument that this hurts Donald Trump politically. Not one. You will not find one argument that argues that because it's not there. Because it doesn't. Period. 855-839-1210. Listen, my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding do a fantastic job. And for years, you've heard me talk about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. They are the best in the business when it comes to roofing, siding, windows, and doors for your home or your commercial property. Maybe you have a place at the shore. Well, winter weather is brutal on shore properties. Have Emmons check out your shore property because they also have a special offer for each and every one of my listeners. An inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson window replacements. And because my friends Stephanie and Matt are great friends of mine and they love our station, they have a great offer for you as well. 12 months same as cash financing. It's 12 months to pay for a new roof, roof repairs, siding, or Anderson windows. So please, give the company that I trusted in my home a call today. That's emmonsroofing.com. E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com. Take advantage of their inflation relief discount and 12 months same as cash financing. You'll love the customer service, and they serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to them today. 10% off all their projects, 12 months same as cash financing on every project that they offer as well. That's what you get with emmonsroofing.com, emmonsroofing.com.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app. The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Now, if you are Ron DeSantis, though, and you want to capitalize on this politically, what you do is you look into Florida law. Because under Florida law, the governor of the state of Florida actually has the authority to investigate a case. Now, I don't think Trump would want this. This is why I'm telling you my political advice to Trump would be just go. Don't worry about it. Don't give your potential opponent the ability now to one-up you in this sense, because this is what DeSantis could do. So let's say New York indicts him. They send a notice to the governor of Florida saying, you got one of our guys. Under Florida statute, Section 941.04, the governor may investigate the case. When a demand shall be made upon the governor of the state by the executive authority of another state for the surrender of a person so charged with a crime, the governor may call upon the Department of Legal Affairs or any prosecuting officer in this state to investigate or assist in investigating the demand and to report to him or her the situation and circumstances of the person so demanded and whether the person ought to be surrendered. See, the risk that Trump makes is elevating DeSantis in all this. And DeSantis is a pretty smart guy, right? He already today came out and gave a statement where he bashed the woke district attorney of New York. If DeSantis were to come out and say, well, listen, I have an extradition order, but under Florida law, I have the ability now to investigate, so I'm calling on an investigation here. And then what do you think the investigation is going to conclude? It could conclude, we don't agree with your assessment, so I'm not turning him over. Who does that help? It helps DeSantis, obviously, right? He looks strong, looks like a governor. Trump looks like a fugitive hiding in Mar-a-Lago. You see, what you don't want is you don't want, Trump should not want to be in that position. Everybody who's on Twitter making all these grand ideas of what DeSantis should do, all you're doing is laying out a playbook to help DeSantis. It's funny because most of these people are obviously Trump supporters who are making all these arguments. And all you're doing is boosting Trump up. I mean, boosting DeSantis up in that moment. Oh, yeah. He comes out as governor, has a press conference, cites all his executive powers, says, I'm not giving in to this guy. No, I fired two prosecutors. Prosecutors don't scare me. I'm saying no to this guy. No, we're good. But does Trump want that? I don't think so. I wouldn't allow my potential opponent to be the guy that rescues me from this potential thing. You know what I mean? I wouldn't. And I don't think if Trump's people were smart, they would want that either. To give that moment to DeSantis. You know what I mean? I think that would be politically stupid for them. That'd be political malpractice. So anyway, that's what I think. I think the only play here for Trump is to just go and cooperate and then turn it to his advantage as he's done every other time with impeachments and investigations and everything else. Anything short of that empowers his political rival. Again, I'm trying to give you objective, unbiased political analysis here because it's all I really... That's the only thing I enjoy is that, you know what I mean? I don't have a secret agenda. I don't have a secret motivation. I'm not trying to help Trump or hurt Trump or help DeSantis or hurt DeSantis. I'm just telling you how I'd play it if I were him. But given the fact that you could make DeSantis look very gubernatorial here, very strong as governor, if he turns around to the woke district attorney of New York, who he already bashed as being a Soros funded prosecutor and telling the guy to go scratch. You're not getting our guy. He doesn't even have to send in the National Guard like people were suggesting on Twitter over the weekend and, you know, shut off the state of Florida. He just has to look to Florida statute. He has the power under Florida law to investigate and then make the determination. So you're giving him, man, you're giving him an opportunity right there. That's the risk that Trump runs into if he doesn't cooperate. Because it won't be Trump not cooperating. It'll be the governor of the state not cooperating, who happens to be his main political rival. So again, backing up to what I said, you know, hours ago on the show, I think the only play here is for him is to jump on a plane and go to New York. Walk in proudly into the courthouse. I got nothing to hide. I'm not afraid. And I'm not going to hide back. And all these Americans who've been targeted by the FBI and targeted by law enforcement, while criminals and Antifa go free, all these January 6 people who are being held up without lawyers, I'm not going to hide from this. I'm going to confront it head on. And I'm going to let them know I'm not going to back down. On your behalf, I'm not going to back down. Ah, be a brilliant, masterful moment. Or option two is you let Ron DeSantis say all those things and say, I'm not going to give in to this woke prosecutor in New York. And as governor of the state of Florida, I have the ability to say no to extradition. So I'm invoking my powers under Florida law. Oof. All these Trump people now that hate DeSantis' guts and have been calling him all these mean things on Twitter all weekend, bashing him left and right. I don't know. What do you say now, right? This is the stuff you got to, I think you got to politically calculate in, you know, as these things unfold. The problem Trump has is not the district attorney of New York, Alvin Bragg. This is a BS case. These are BS charges. This is a ridiculous prosecution with a credible start, with a star witness who has zero credibility whatsoever, Michael Cohen, of a misdemeanor case the feds declined to prosecute. This happened 7 years ago when really no one cares about paying hush money to porn stars. Excuse me, not prostitute, porn stars. And it's all about the financial accounting of this, which you could pursue civil charges against them if you wanted to just get your money back. Everybody's going to see through this what this is. Trump's greatest threat is not Alvin Bragg. It's not a jury in New York City. It's not. It is allowing DeSantis to capitalize on this moment politically. Now, I've heard people say, well, then they can run as a team or something like that. Listen, people have big egos in politics. I don't know. I don't see DeSantis wanting to be second fiddle to anybody. So I think if you were counseling Trump politically, which I'm not. I'm just being very honest. I'm not. He's got all new people around him now. This go around. That's what I would do. That's what I would tell him. If he asked my advice, I say, you got one play here, sir. You got to jump on a plane and go to New York. Turn yourself in, comply with the process, just like millions of Americans have to do. Thousands who will get in the targets of law enforcement. Remind everybody you signed criminal justice reform. Remind everybody they targeted you with impeachment twice. Remind everybody they have the entire Russiagate affair. And battle it out. Battle it out. But like I said, I'm not in the room, so I can't tell you what advice they're going to give him. But it's a precarious situation for them because the guy who has the authority in this to reject the state of New York's extradition request is the governor of Florida, who is his chief political rival. And an opportunity for DeSantis to really elevate himself in the mind of Trump supporters who were all bashing the crap out of the guy for days, which is amazing to me. I don't know why. I can't figure this out. Like, oh, he's weak. He needs to say something. Well, why? He's got all this power in his reserve. He's just waiting. And then he's the guy that gets to turn around and say no. But he can't. He also is in a position where he can't look like it's premeditated. He has to comply with Florida law. So he would announce an investigation, conclude the investigation, say, I'm not giving him back. I'm not turning him over to you. Sorry. He's our citizen. He's our resident. We don't agree this is a just prosecution. Boom. Boy, I tell you what, if I were in the room with DeSantis, I'd be praying that Trump does not cooperate with the district attorney of New York. Anyway, what do I know? 855-839-1210 is the number on Twitter, @RichZioli. Just kidding. I know a lot, obviously. Great political instincts, but not always. Sometimes. Most of the time. Almost always. All right, listen, thanks for being here today. It was a great great time to be together on a Monday as we get the week started. Obviously, this will not be a boring week for any of us, which is good. And don't forget, Friday, we have our big Travis Manion Foundation Radiothon all day long. I'll be on the air with you from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., and I'm excited. Hang out with you together, a little reunion with me, Greg, and Dawn. Be a lot of fun. Can't wait to co-host with Dawn as well. So it's going to be a great day. So make sure you tune in on Friday for our Travis Manion Foundation Radiothon. And if you have not, please, I'm begging you, download the podcast. Don't stream it like DeSantis. Download the podcast and push us over a million podcast downloads tonight. Please.
Do your part.
Do your part. Step up. In my formerly pangolin-stained fingers, what a great way to kick off spring with a million podcast downloads. Not streams, download it.
I'm sorry, I'll download from now on.
Worse, the executive producer of the show, and he's no help whatsoever. All right, listen, 40 days up to 40 pounds, just say it with me. 40 days up to 40 pounds, with spring around the corner, it's time to schedule your consult with NJ Diet. It only takes 40 days to lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds. Their guaranteed program uses your hair, saliva, and blood work to personalize supplements that will target your hormonal imbalances, which gets your body into the fat-burning zone so you can naturally shed the weight. Then NJ Diet uses DNA info to help you keep it off. If you're not sure you can do it alone, NJ Diet is with you every step of the way. And you even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. So get guaranteed weight loss of 20 to 40 plus pounds without any shots. There is no feeling of hunger. No hormones, no surgery. So what are you waiting for? Schedule your consultation now. Locations are close by in Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, and Cherry Hill. Or worldwide with live online video consultations. Just call 855-5NJ-DIET. 855-5NJ-DIET or go to njdiet.com and lose the weight for good with njdiet.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.